Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Kevin Wade, you know him, don't you?
Mr. Brady, we are in the middle of a national security crisis. I have to go back to my desk.
Okay. Perhaps if I talk to your supervisor, he could let you take a few minutes off.
It's over. The parole officer looking for Kevin is here at CTU.
He's after the raw feed.
I'm gonna give it to him, Cole.
Why don't you wait?
Can you hear me? If he knows everything, he'll go to Hastings.
Do what he says, and you won't get hurt.
Who is he? Another traitor?
The only traitor is your father.
We haven't disabled the American radiological detectors yet.
Where are the nuclear rods?
They're still outside the city.
How will you bring the rods to me?
It's been taken care of.
Let's go.
Stop them!
No!
Mr. Hastings, you better take this. It's Kyla Hassan. She's in a car. She's escaped.
They tried to kill me, but Taryn got me out. They shot him. He told me to call CTU.
Ms. Hassan, my name is Jack Bauer. We need to know where you are being held.
We've got the location, Jack.
Targets are heading north on Orchard. Okay, they're getting into an SUV.
We ID'd one of the targets. It's Taryn Farouche. Kyla said he sacrificed himself to save her, but he's still alive.
Chloe, the car that Taryn got into, where is it now?
Taking the first exit off the Williamsburg Bridge.
But you've got to put Hastings on now.
I'm on, Jack.
Do not let Kyla Hassan in. The terrorists faked her escape. They wanted to get her to CTU.
She's in the tunnel.
Stop the car!
Oh, it's right so we can see them.
It's an EMP!
What the hell's happening? Contact NSA. The terrorists just took out CTU.
The following takes place between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. NSA stormtroopers with flashlight attachments to their rifles move cautiously into the wreckage of CTU. There is broken glass and devastation everywhere. Walking wounded are supported to the exit. Hastings lopes along a corridor.
Central comm node is totally fried.
And reroute to peripherals.
I already tried that.
Try again, Chloe.
Sir, I can't give you the status on the drones. Everything's down.
Which means what? That they're going to fall out of the sky?
Not yet. The nav system should default to autopilot. They'll circle until they run out of gas.
But we've lost all aerial surveillance and radiological detection capability.
Basically.
All right. Agent Skaggs is heading outside on foot. Have him contact FAA with the drones' default flight paths. They need to be taken down before they crash into populated areas.
Yes, sir.
Chloe spots Hastings grimacing as if in pain.
You okay?
Am I okay? An EMP just took us out of play, and now we're dropping the ball on a radiological threat against New York City, so no, Chloe.
I am not okay, and I won't be until we find those rods.
Sir, Kyla Hassan is finished in medical.
Okay, I need her taken back to the UN so she can be evacuated with her family.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, I'll do it. Need you to assemble division heads. Tell them that we have a briefing in 10 minutes. Tell them to come with full damage assessment reports.
Sir, their systems are down. They can't generate reports.
Then tell them to use a pen and a damn legal pad.
At the National Security Agency in Washington, D.C.
Phil Holden.
Phil, it's Jack Bauer.
Oh, Jack. I heard you were back in play.
Phil, look, I don't have a lot of time. I need you to listen to me carefully.
Go ahead.
There's an IRK splinter cell trying to smuggle weapons-grade uranium into the city.
Yeah, just read the threat assessment. It says you've got a CTU team tracking them.
We did, but we lost them. CTU just got hit by some electromagnetic pulse device. Wiped out all our visual and comm. I want you to try and locate our hostiles with one of your satellites.
We don't have any birds over the metro area, Jack.
All aerial surveillance was being routed through CTU. What about traffic cams?
I can try. Give me the hostile's last location.
They got off the Williamsburg Bridge at the West Broadway Roebling Street exit. They're driving a gray SUV.
I'll call you if we get a hit.
Phil, I also need you to shut down all bridge and tunnel traffic into the city.
Done.
Thanks.
Jack decisively swerves his vehicle to the left.
Where are you going?
NSA's shutting all bridge and tunnel traffic into the city. There's only one way for them to get in.
Across East River.
That's right.
Jack speeds onwards with Ortiz in the passenger seat. A similar dark SUV to Jack's cruises slowly onto a wharf. Its lights go out. It pulls up parallel with a parked people carrier. Samir and his men get out from the SUV with Taryn. Another of the terrorists gets out from the people carrier.
CTU is down.
You have confirmation?
I have a real-time uplink to the power grid. It recorded a pulse surge, and now nothing. CTU is blind, deaf, and dumb.
Have you secured this area?
As you ordered.
Samir takes a couple of paces and stares up at the New York skyline.
You've done well, Ali.
Thank you, sir.
Load the rods into the Zodiac.
Taryn stands there, his expression grave. Samir turns and walks slowly up to stand at his side.
I realize this was very difficult for you, but Hassan's daughter was a necessary sacrifice. Using her was the only way for us to get the rods into the city.
Taryn nods. His expression remains grave. Samir walks away. His men lug the metal case containing the rods down a gangway. 406. At CTU.
Agents Beck and Henderson will escort you back to the UN.
First, tell me what's going on.
Agent Beck will brief you on the way. Now, once you're there, we need you to do something for us. Your father gave us a file of IRK covert agents operating in this country. And we need you to identify the men working with Taryn.
I'm not doing anything until you tell me what's happening.
Hastings turns to her long-sufferingly.
The car you drove here was rigged with an EMP device. It's a pulse weapon designed to disarm electronics. It's crashed all our systems.
I don't understand. Taryn put me in that car.
He used you, Miss Hassan. He staged your escape, put you in that car, and sent you back here.
But he was shot. I saw him.
He is alive. We spotted him a few minutes ago. I know it's a lot to take in, but you need to go with these agents back to the UN and start looking through those files. You've seen these terrorists. If you can help us to ID them, we stand a chance of finding them before they carry out their attack.
The rods are aboard the inflatable.
Good. See you soon.
Samir folds up his phone. He surveys the wharf. He walks back to where Taryn gazes down at the river.
Armin has prepared the bomb. It'll be short work once we get the rods across the river.
A vehicle is coming.
Where is it?
It's coming from the east. Black SUV, no markings.
How many men have you got covering?
Three.
Wait until the SUV's in the range, then take them out.
Ali!
Let's go!
408. Ali runs at speed back up the gangway. Jack drives the SUV along the wharf towards where Samir's sniper lies in wait. Ortiz scans the area with night vision binoculars. Jack rounds a corner. Ortiz scrutinizes the darkened wharf.
Hold on.
What is that?
Thought I caught something in the infrared.
Heat source down by the water. Now it's gone.
See if NYPD can get some units down here. I'll contact NSA, see if they've got surveillance of the area.
In the rear of Jack's SUV sit two troopers. The terrorists hide behind a skip, peering out at them. Jack pulls up.
That's weird. I got four bars, but the call's not going through.
Me neither. Being jammed. They're here, damn it.
Jack reverses away from the hail of gunfire.
Now!
They're being fired on from a range of vantage points on the quayside. The vehicle appears to be heavily bulletproofed. Jack reverses at speed. He smashes into a gateway.
Pass weapons up front. Call, I want you to take the sniper to your north. Maintain coverage until we're clear.
Copy that.
I want both of you to get ready to unload all the weapons from the back. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Go, go, go!
Jack and Ortiz take weapons from the guys in the back. They all pile out and, taking cover behind the SUV doors, engage in the firefight with the terrorists.
How did they know where to look for us?
They must have followed us from the vault.
Carla, use your infrared. Call out the snipers as you see them.
Cole raises his night scope.
10 o'clock, high and low!
I'm counting four men. I recognize one from the hospital. He was the one that talked Marcos out of detonating the vest.
It's Jack Bauer.
Ex-CTU, he was one of their best agents.
9 o'clock low!
One of the troopers seems to be the timid young Owen.
We can still cross with the rods. As long as we're certain Bauer and his men cannot warn anyone.
It's not a risk. We started jamming their communications as soon as they were in sight. Now they can't leave. Not with the snipers in position.
Good. Make sure none of them get out alive. I'll call you when we're across the river. Let's move.
Samir and Taryn hair away across the wharf and down the gangway to the awaiting inflatable while Jack continues firing wildly. The two terrorists leap aboard the boat.
Reloading!
Ortiz spots the inflatable powering away.
I've got two men leaving the dock in a boat. One of them's Taryn Farouche. They're carrying a box the right size and shape for the rods, Jack.
Copy that. We're out of my range! We've got to notify NYPD before they cross the river!
We're doing other radio frequencies! They're all jammed!
There's a call box mounted on the building! 10 o'clock! It's gotta be a hard line. We can call from there!
How do you want to get there? The way the shooters are positioned, they'll pick us off one by one as soon as we step out from behind the vehicle!
Our vehicle's armored! We can pull the panels, use it for cover! Owen King, start now!
11 o'clock, Jack!
4:12, end of part one. Part two, 4:16, at CTU.
Casualty reports are also coming in. 3 fatalities from the bomb blast in the motor pool tunnel.
Damn it. What else?
Minor injuries for the most part. Agent McCallum was burned in a small electrical fire.
How is he?
He's gonna be okay. But with our infirmary down, we had to transport him to a local hospital.
Says here we have flooding.
Yes, sir. The pumps are down and certain sections of the basement have about 6 inches of water.
Well, can you stop it? Are we all going to drown?
The repair crew is working on it, sir.
You give me another update in 20 minutes.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
A team from NSA is here.
NSA?
Hastings, looking less than pleased, stalks out to the entrance tunnel where a youngish man stands by a vehicle amid varicolored flashing lights.
Brian Hastings, director of CTU.
Frank Hanum, senior engineer at the New York field office. I understand you've been hit by an EMP.
Yeah, that's right. I hope that you're here to help because we can damn well use it.
We are indeed. Brought my best men with me. Thought we'd start by restoring your aerial surveillance and communications. So where's your server room?
It's downstairs. I'll let my maintenance team know that you're here. You boys can put your heads together.
I prefer to work with my own people.
There's no one more familiar with this facility than my crew.
Not exactly true. I was part of the group that helped design this place. Can't say I'm thrilled with what you've done with it.
How did you find out we were hit?
Jack Bauer called our regional headquarters, told us your situation.
Bauer was pursuing the men behind this attack when we lost contact with him. Do you know where he is?
NSA has been trying to call him back. He's not answering. They're not sure why.
Right this way.
4:18. Hastings rather resentfully leads Hanum inside. Dana looks up from her desk and crosses towards Chloe.
Chloe, we're supposed to be writing damage assessments. What are you doing?
There might be a way to tap in, get some of our systems up and running.
Really? How?
I haven't figured it out yet, and I won't if you keep talking to me.
All right, people, listen up. This is Frank Hanum, senior engineer of the NSA's New York field office. Now, he and his team are going to help us restore aerial surveillance and communications. so we can get back to tracking the nuclear rods.
They also brought along a fresh batch of cell phones. Give them your full cooperation. Whatever they need, make it happen. Now, we have been knocked down, but I promise you, we are going to get back up. Let's get to work.
Agent Block,
can you get Mr. Hayden and his team down to the server room?
Right with me for authorization.
Has NSA heard from Jack?
Yeah, they spoke with Jack and his team about 20 minutes ago, but haven't been able to reach him since.
Why not?
They don't know.
He could be in some kind of trouble. You need to send men out looking for him.
Even if I had agents available, I wouldn't know where to send them. Jack was heading toward the East River. That's 4 square miles of real estate. Too much for me to commit resources that we don't have.
He was pursuing the terrorists. He's our best chance at stopping this attack.
We're gonna focus on our efforts here. When we get our eyes and ears back, we'll find them.
It might be too late.
If anyone can take care of themselves, it's Jack. Now, I want you to go down to the server room, make sure Hanum has everything he needs.
Chloe, her face like thunder, marches across to the NSA official distributing mobiles and grabs one off him.
Wait, what was the,
It's worse than I thought. 90% of these components are fried. We're gonna have to swap them out and install new server boards.
Hanum gets busy. Chloe enters.
Mr. Hanum? I'm Chloe O'Brien. Mr. Hastings wanted me to make sure you have everything you need.
We're fine, Miss O'Brien. Thank you.
You're going in through the CLR processor?
That's right. We're going to isolate it from the main servers and create a brand new subnet.
Creating a brand new subnet from scratch. That'll take forever.
Miss O'Brien, thanks for offering your help. We'll take it from here.
Look, I think there's another way. I've been looking at the CTU schematics. Why not tap directly into the trunk line?
Because I'm not insane.
Mr. Hayden, we need to make sure those nuclear rods don't get into the city. What I'm suggesting will be a lot faster.
Yeah, and it could make things a whole lot worse.
How could things be any worse?
You reopen that trunk line without system buffers in place, you could cause an overload, wind up electrocuting yourself. Not to mention starting a fire that could burn down half the building.
I'm aware of the risks. I think I can create a workaround.
You couldn't keep an EMP from taking out your whole operation. Forgive me if I don't bow to your expertise.
If you'd stop with the cheap insults and just listen
Look,
to me.
Look, I'm not here to brainstorm. I'm here to clean up your mess. You need to leave. Now. I said now, Miss O'Brien. I won't ask you again.
Chloe gives Hanum one of her looks and stomps out. 4:21.
Start prepping the CLR for diagnostic.
Upstairs, Arlo is working on a length of cable. Chloe comes up to him.
Arlo, is there any other way to get into the trunk line besides the server room?
No, that's the only way in. Why?
I think I have a faster way to get us back online, but Hanum says it's too dangerous. I think he's a raging egomaniac.
Seems to be a prerequisite for engineers these days. Talk to Hastings?
If I tell Hastings, he'll just shoot me down.
Maybe not.
And maybe the moon will fall from the sky.
I'll just let it go. These NSA guys seem to know what they're doing.
If they don't, what happens to Jack?
What's Jack got to do with this?
Never mind.
Chloe storms away, calling out on her mobile. A brightly lit building bears a sign reading Hotel Chelsea. Renee takes the call.
Hello?
Renee, it's Chloe. Where are you?
I'm at Jack's apartment. What's going on?
Everything. CTU was just hit by an EMP. All of our systems are down. It's a real mess.
How did that happen?
I can't go into it right now, but we think the terrorists were trying to take out our radiological detectors.
Where's Jack?
That's why I'm calling you. I think he might be in some kind of trouble. We need to find him.
Slow down, Chloe. What do you mean? What kind of trouble?
Jack was tracking the terrorists when the EMP hit. He called NSA, and they lost contact, too.
Does Hastings know about this?
He's the one who told me.
What's he doing about it?
Nothing. He won't send anyone out to look for him. He says he can't spare the men and that Jack can take care of himself.
Where was Jack before you lost contact?
He took the first exit off the Williamsburg Bridge.
I'm gonna try to find him, Chloe. You need to get CTU back online as soon as you can. Once you acquire Jack's position, you can direct me to him.
Yeah, well, that might take a while. NSA brought in a repair team, and they're going about it all wrong. I have a faster way to get us back online.
Well, then tell them.
I tried. They won't listen.
Then you need to make them listen, Chloe. Do what you have to do.
Okay, I will.
Call me when you're back up.
Renee searches through her bag to find her handgun. She slides the catch back, ready for action. Chloe's expression is much less assured. 4:23. 4:28. Hanum continues working in the server room. Dana heads out to the tunnel entrance.
EMP took out all of our systems. We don't know how long it's going to be
running again, we're going to have to evacuate all non-essential personnel. You're going to follow Agent Combs through our access tunnel.
I need to speak with Mr. Brady, please. Thank you. Please?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that it took me so long to get back to you. I've been a little busy.
Oh, I know. They briefed me on what happened. It's a terrible thing.
Yes. And I have some bad news because of it. The surveillance video that you wanted has been erased by the EMP.
Erased?
Yes. Everything in the building has been fried.
Well, that's a damn shame. So what you're telling me is whoever helped Kevin Wade rob that evidence locker, they just caught a huge break.
I'm afraid so.
Are you sure that it was all erased, Ms. Walsh? I mean, don't you have a backup system?
Yes, yes, we do, but it's on site. And like I told you, all the servers have been wiped clean. I know how much Kevin means to you. I really wish I could do more.
So you're sure that there's nothing else you can tell me, anything that would help me find Kevin?
Believe me, I have told you everything that I know.
I'm sure you have.
Mr. Brady, I really have to get back to work. Good luck finding Kevin. I hope that he's okay.
Me too. Not if anything changes with those files, I'll be in a little rocky of my number.
Of course.
Hope you get your lights back on.
Prati walks lingeringly away. Dana breathes a sigh of relief and heads back inside. 4:30. Chloe descends towards the server room. She walks purposefully towards the room. At the door, however, she pauses and takes a breath. She turns decisively and walks into the server room carrying a small technician's case. Inside, Hanum calmly works.
Mr. Hanum, I think I found a way to deal with the safety concerns you had with my idea. Here's the workaround.
I thought I made myself clear. We're not going anywhere near that trunk line.
I'm going to ask you one last time. We really need to do this my way. We have agents in the field who are close to finding the nuclear rods, and they need our help.
And I'm going to ask you one last time, get out of here. Get out, or I'll call security.
Chloe breathes and then pulls a gun.
You get out. Now.
What the hell?
All of you, get out now.
Look, look. Take a second to think. Do you really want to do this?
Mr. Hanum, I don't want to hurt you. You're probably an okay guy when you're not at work and you're wearing a wedding ring. But I swear to God, if you don't leave right now, I will shoot you. Get out! Go!
Chloe keeps them covered until they have all gone out through the door. She opens a concealed panel and pushes across the powerful high-tech bolt.
Go get Hastings. Tell him to bring security.
Hanum paces exasperatedly outside the server room. The firefight continues. The terrorists appear to be closing in on Jack and his men.
They're starting to flank us!
We're almost there!
Jack, they're almost on us. We cannot stay here.
Just give me one more second.
Jack works on an armored panel.
Okay, I'm ready. We're going to use these plates to form a wedge so that we can make it over to the call box. Remember, we need to move slow and steady. It is imperative that we stick together for this to work. You understand?
Yes, sir.
No matter how difficult it gets out there, this armor is going to protect us. You need to trust that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cole, you're with Agent King. I want you with me.
They split into pairs, each of which takes one large armored panel.
Go!
They edge across the open area towards the call box, crawling like some monstrous insect. They flinch at the noise of the bullets hitting the panels.
The armor's not gonna hold up.
Yes, it is. Maintain formation.
Can you get a shot?
Not from this angle.
It's not holding up. We gotta go for it.
Yes, it is. Slow down.
We're almost there. Move.
No.
No. No. No.
The fourth agent breaks ranks, causing the armored shell to split apart. He is instantly hit. Jack, Cole, and Owen manage to make it to shelter. The terrorists close in around them. Owen looks out, wide-eyed, at his writhing fallen comrade, at whom the terrorists are taking provocative pot shots.
There's nothing we can do for him now.
We can't just leave him there.
I'm with Owen. We don't leave our men behind.
You try and bring him in now, you're dead. They're trying to draw us out.
Best thing we can do for him is make it to the hard line, try and call for help. We're almost there. You cover the north, Owen the east. I can get there.
Owen looks on in increasing anguish as the terrorists continue sniping at the fallen trooper. Finally, he runs to him.
Owen! Cover him!
Jack and Ortiz do their best to cover Owen as he attempts to drag the fourth man to cover. Owen is hit. Jack drags Owen in. Ortiz hits one of the terrorists. He then drags the fourth man inside. Owen lies with blood on his face.
I'm sorry. I couldn't leave him behind.
You did great.
Is she all right? Did he make it?
Jack looks to Cole, who shakes his head.
Did he make it?
Jack, they're repositioning. Stay on him.
Jack works to try and stem Owen's blood loss. 4:35. End of part two. Part three, 4:39. Jack continues struggling to save Owen. Omar and Dahlia Hassan wait tensely. A lift opens and Kyla appears. Dahlia hurries across and they embrace tearfully.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, Mother, I'm okay. I'm so sorry, Father. I'm so sorry.
She rushes over and embraces Hassan.
You were right about Taryn. I should have listened to you.
You're safe. That's what's important.
Mr. President, CTU is preparing a subterranean evacuation route. If there is a radiological attack, you'll be shielded underground.
When do we leave?
As soon as possible. President Taylor's waiting for you with the other delegates.
The files Mr. Hastings requested are inside.
Thank you, sir.
Kyla, go with them.
Kyla heads into the suite. Dahlia stands by her husband, still very tense.
She's strong. She'll be all right.
We almost lost her. And I almost lost you. All for a peace agreement that could fall apart at any moment. And it will only get more difficult, Dahlia. My enemies will be waiting for me once we return home.
Omar, despite everything that's happened, there's one thing I've never doubted. That what you are doing here is an absolute good. You have to be strong, too.
Hassan gazes adoringly into her eyes. He seems to take courage from what she says and escorts her into the suite. Hastings comes down the stairs to the server room with Hanum and other personnel. One seems to be carrying a tool case.
We need to get in there fast before O'Brien can do any more damage.
I understand the situation, Mr. Hanum. So how long?
I just need to drill into the locking mechanism. It shouldn't take more than a couple of minutes.
This woman is out of her mind. Where the hell did you find these people, Hastings? I can't believe she pulled a weapon on me. She was ready to use it, too.
I seriously doubt that. I'm sure she was just trying to scare you.
Yeah? Well, she did a very good job.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, O'Brien's going off the deep end. She thinks she knows how to get the CTU up and running, but she's locked herself in the server room to do it.
We'll be in there in a few seconds.
What's she trying to do?
She's trying to tap directly into the trunk line, which I don't have to tell you is a catastrophe waiting to happen.
They wait tensely as the technician begins drilling. 4:42. In the server room, Chloe follows a complicated diagram to try and plug a mass of wires into the correct sockets. She looks up in alarm at the noise coming from the door. She bites her lip and goes back to her task. The men burst into the room.
Stop what you're doing, Chloe. Let's see the gun.
Okay. Don't shoot or anything. I know what I did is crazy. I know I'm in a lot of trouble.
You're damn right.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't think it could work. I'm almost done. I just need 10 more minutes.
Get her out of here now.
Do me a favor. Let me give the orders.
She pulled a gun on me.
I know what she did.
Just shut up. Let me handle it.
Chloe, what in the hell were you thinking?
Jack's looking for those nuclear rods and he might need our help. I can get satellite and comm back up. I just need to finish tapping into that trunk line. I told Mr. Hanum, but he wouldn't listen. So I pulled a gun on him. I didn't want to. I don't even like guns.
Dana, what's your take on this?
Mr. Hanum is right. Tapping into the trunk line is dangerous and there's no guarantee that it'll work. What about Cole? He could be in trouble. Aren't you worried about him? Yes. I am. That's why I can't go along with your plan. It's reckless. I'm sorry, Chloe. You've never been my biggest fan. Why start now? Look, it's not as dangerous as they're saying. I've taken precautions. This can work. I just need 10 minutes. If I can't get the systems online by then, fine. Arrest me. When you brought me on for this job, you said it was because I didn't think like anyone else. Ever since I got here, I've been punished for that. I've been right more than once today. I think I've proved myself, and I think I deserve that 10 minutes.
Hastings deliberates. Hanum and Dana look on anxiously. He leans in close to Chloe.
10 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
You can't be serious about this.
You need any help?
No, just let me work.
All right, let's give the ladies some space.
They troop out of the server room. Chloe heaves a sigh.
That's all, gentlemen.
You are making a huge mistake.
Maybe, but I'm willing to take that chance. O'Brien proved herself today. I want to see what she comes up with. I'd appreciate it if you and your men would stand by.
Hanum withdraws, seething.
Yes, what is it?
Sir, there's a man here who wants to speak with you, Bill Prady. He says he's a probation officer.
Probation officer?
From Arkansas, sir.
What's he want?
He didn't say.
Put him in holding, too. Tell him I'll be there in 15 minutes. Dana, stay here in case O'Brien needs anything. I'll be in my office.
Yes, sir.
Dana looks on, doing her best to conceal her own panic. 4:46. End of part 3. Part 4, 4:50. The gunmen continue closing in on Jack and Ortiz. Chloe, her face grim, continues methodically working at the computer. She pulls out a broad cable and folds it up. She picks up her phone.
Mr. Hastings, are you there?
We're here, Chloe. What's your status?
I'm into the trunk line. I'm about to activate the bypass circuit.
Okay, what can we expect?
Well, if I don't electrocute myself, some of our primary systems should start booting up.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Chloe nods, then takes a breath. She crosses to a table and sits in front of a screen. She presses a button on the screen. Lights start coming on around her. The machine seems to be booting up. A tiny electrical fire bursts out behind her and then dies down. Arlo looks in wonder at his own screen.
We've got power to comm.
Hastings smirks across at Hanum.
And one of the sat links is back online.
All right, that's good enough. Start looking for Bauer. Okay, Chloe, it's working. You all right?
I just need a few more minutes. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Mr. Hastings, one more thing. If you do locate Jack, you need to call Renee Walker.
Walker?
She went out looking for him. She should be in the vicinity.
Will do. Why don't you go see if Ms. O'Brien needs a hand? And be civil this time.
Haynum heads off, not happy. 4:52, Jack tends to Owen.
Come on, stay with me.
Owen looks pretty dead.
Stay with me. He's gone.
Ortiz stares tersely back at Jack.
I lost two of the snipers. If we're gonna make a move, we gotta do it soon, Jack.
We can't lay down cover fire for something we can't see. We need to give them something to shoot at. I'll make a break to the north. Try and draw their fire. You make a run for the call box.
That's a suicide play, Jack. You'll never make it.
You will.
I can't let you do that.
I'm in command here. That's what's gonna happen. Do you understand?
Cole nods unwillingly.
I need you to do me a favor.
What is it?
You make sure that Hastings keeps his promise. That he doesn't bring Renee back in.
I give you my word.
You're not gonna have long before they start firing on you.
Good luck, Jack.
You make it to that call box. Go.
Jack and Cole run out from their shelter, guns blazing. The terrorists fire on them from various vantage points and angles. Cole speeds across towards the call box. Jack seems to have been brought down. He keeps firing nevertheless, killing at least one of the gunmen. His assault rifle seems to be empty. He draws his pistol and shoots, but takes a bullet to the chest. Ali focuses his night scope on Jack's face. He lies there immobile. Ali slumps to the ground. Renee lowers her weapon. She comes out and shoots another of the terrorists.
Clear!
Renee spots Jack lying still on the tarmac. As Cole runs to the call box, Renee rushes across to where Jack lies.
Jack! It's okay, it's okay, it's me, it's Renee. It's okay, it's okay.
Shh. They got the fuel house in a boat heading across the river into the city. I can't breathe.
It's okay, nothing went through. Relax. Renee, the collapse lung. Try not to move.
Jack, I got through the CTU. They just got back online. NYPD sent in choppers. We still got a real good shot at finding them.
Chloe works at her screen. Arlo hurries across the ops floor.
Mr. Hastings, I just got a call from Agent Ortiz. The nuclear rods are on a Zodiac with two of the terrorists aboard. They were heading northwest across the river towards the city.
Where are the choppers?
One second. They just arrived at the port.
Okay, redirect them. Start diverting all available NYPD units to that shoreline. We need to lay down a cordon.
Yes, sir.
Chloe. Thanks. You were...
I'm not good with praise.
Hastings is left looking uncomfortable. A helicopter touches down. Ortiz runs across the tarmac to it and climbs aboard.
Go, go!
Get us out of here.
Police cars pull up close by where Renee cradles the gasping Jack. The helicopter bears Cole away. Dana stalks through the darkened corridors of CTU, her face lit spookily from below by her own flashlight. 4:56. She pauses, looking back over her shoulder, and then continues grimly down the passageway. She stops outside a door, sets her face and takes a breath, and then surges into the holding room where sits Prati.
What do you think you're doing going to my boss?
My job.
I've answered all your questions. Why won't you just leave?
I can't do that. I know you're involved in that robbery, Ms. Walsh.
What?
I think you know exactly where Kevin is. I think you're protecting him.
You are out of your mind.
And you're a liar. I'm not leaving here until I know the truth.
go a lot smoother for you if you just come clean right now. It's not too late, Miss Walsh. But I promise you, if you don't, I'm gonna nail your ass to the wall.
She brings him to the floor with two expert blows and then begins to strangle him with a length of cord. He struggles wildly, but eventually begins to weaken. Her face is set in a mask of utmost cruelty as Prati finally gives up the ghost and goes limp. Dana gets up and crosses to pull out a panel in the wall. Ortiz sits in the helicopter, anxiously scanning the river below. The terrorist's inflatable pulls into the bank. Dana begins dragging Prati's body across the room. Hassan looks with concern at Kyla. Renee assists Jack to an ambulance.
Contact CTU. See if they picked him up coming across the river.
Dana has by now secreted Prati's body in the space behind the panel, which she picks back into place. She casts a look of melodramatic evil back over her shoulder. Her eyes smolder as she calls out on her mobile. Samir takes the call.
It's me. City is back online.
I know. Their helicopter's searching the river. They're getting close. You should have warned us earlier.
I didn't have time. I was too busy preserving my cover. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to stay under.
I thought you took care of that problem.
So did I. It came back.
Well, we can't stay here. The police must already be cordoning off the area. We're going to need your help getting clear.
I will get you out of there. Don't worry. Stand by, I'll call you in a few minutes.
She collects herself and sweeps confidently back out of the holding room. Samir, Tarin, and two others get into a yellow cab, into the boot of which they have already packed the fuel rods. It pulls away. The UN building rises dramatically behind it. 5 a.m., the end.